Well, one of the many things that most of us can take for granted is good hearing, although many do suffer a loss of hearing throughout our lifetime with the type of work that we do throughout our working career. And to talk to us a little bit more about that from Hearing Life at Newcastle is Newcastle audiometrist Suzanne Buckland. Good morning, Suzanne. Firstly, what are some of the more common causes of hearing loss that we can find in the workplace?
Hey, good morning, Mark. The main causes is extreme noise exposure and spending large periods of time exposed to that noise. And many manufacturing industries, even on building sites, things like that, with the constant use of a lot of their equipment, people are not realising that the need for protecting their ears and their hearing from those extreme noises.
It can also be a case of you get used to what you get used to, isn't it? I've always been one to have music up loud. Even when I'm here at the radio station on the weekend, it's up quite loud. And others will come in and go, oh, turn that down. I think it might also be a case on the building site. So you get used to what that sound noise level is. How can people protect themselves if they're in a high noise environment at work?
There are many instruments out there to protect their hearing. There's relevant rated earmuffs for different, depending on how much noise is needing to be brought down. You can get specific earplugs that are made by us, audiometrists, clinicians, where we take an impression of the ear. It fits their ear specifically, and it can have different levels of noise reduction in it. Particularly, I get a lot of musicians coming in wanting musicians' earplugs, and they have little filters in them that can reduce the harmful effects of the noise without the deterioration of the actual quality of the music they're listening to. You can buy some little foam ones from chemists, things like that as well.
Yeah, certainly been there and done that, I must say. Now, over the period of time, we've had some of the heavier industries that would have fallen into these categories, like the BHP closing down. And as many of those people in the workplace there have moved through their life since then, I guess we'd be seeing a higher number of people that are coming to people such as yourself with these complaints?
Yes, and specifically in Newcastle, we find that 37% of people have been exposed to the noise, and it's simply working in the industries and not doing something about it.
If we are thinking that we might be suffering of hearing loss, if we think that things aren't quite right, what do you recommend, Suzanne, is the very first thing we can do to get the issue resolved?
Chat to your family and just say, are you noticing that you're having to repeat everything you say to me? And then think about it yourself and be aware that when you're not hearing things, you're missing out. And life's full of sounds, all different types of sounds that we can enjoy. Some sounds we don't want to hear, but most of them we want to enjoy, e.g. music. And so these things can be affected. So having a chat to someone like me, in Hearing Life Newcastle, we can do a very quick check of your hearing and then make recommendations based on those results. And it can only take 15 minutes of your time.
And once you take that 15-minute discussion, if everything's okay, it might just appear that you're not that interested in what your family and friends have got to say.
Yeah, very true. I have had some people say, I don't know that I want to hear what the family is saying to me anyway.
I went through that myself a few years ago, Suzanne. I kind of thought that I wasn't picking up on everything. I went in and apparently I had perfect hearing at the time. So I don't know, maybe I'm just an ignorant person. Thank you so much for your time today, Suzanne, and for sharing that information with us this morning. That's Suzanne Buckland from Hearing Life Newcastle, Newcastle audiometrist, talking with us about hearing loss in the workplace.